Hello and welcome to another episode of 10 Minutes With, a podcast supported by the PHA Group. Today we were delighted to be joined by two of the three co-founders of Stepladder, Matthew Adamson and Lucy Mullins. Thank you both for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having us.
Very welcome. Well, as always, we're going to start with the first five questions. Now, you guys are the first duo we've ever spoken to, so Matthew, we're going to start with you. Each question, you have 30 seconds to answer maximum. Matthew.
Excellent.
Describe what you do in one sentence.
I connect big picture vision with what the team needs to be doing to make it real for our members.
Lucy, what is the one thing people will be surprised to know about your business?
We can help 90% of our members buy their first home faster.
Matthew, when did you know you had personally made it?
Made it? I think the day that we had our first member buy their home. That was real proof positive that Stepladder could change people's lives.
Listen, this might be a tricky one. Who is the one person to have helped you most on your personal journey?
I've got 30 seconds for this. I obviously want to say my co-founder, Matthew. And that's not just because he's in there. There's no way I would do this on my own. And when anybody asks me, what's the most important thing about being an entrepreneur? So it's having a good partner. So that's 100%. The right answer.
Final question from this segment. Matthew, how many hours sleep do you get per night?
At a run, maybe two and a half, but I get about 6 hours, 7 hours on average, but I wake up a lot in the night.
Now, for people who haven't heard of Stepladder, we can get with a 30-second intro now, but just tell us a little bit about what you guys do.
So very simply, we help people buy their first home faster. It's a hard thing to do buying your own home, and it can be quite lonely, and there's lots of people that want to sell you their services along the way. And so we're a club for first-time buyers. If you're running a marathon, you join a running club. If you're buying a home, you join Stepladder.
And so this idea, because it's fascinating, we're talking about collaborative finance here, aren't we? And this is something that is very well known across the world, but here in the UK, it's a slightly newer concept. Can we just walk through how it works? Because that idea of allowing people to get their first home quicker is an amazing proposition.
Go back to is it's being rediscovered, you know, a little bit like organic produce or people rediscovering, you know, fruit that's locally sourced. We had these here in this country. They were the origins of things like our building societies or our mutual insurance companies. The thing is, we've really become detached from those. And a lot of us feel that our current financial service provider, even if it is a building society, feels just like any other bank. Mm. So we're rediscovering that origin of essentially what is a village branch bank, a branch manager in the form of our host who's with you through that whole journey. They know when it's time for you to actually go through the struggle of buying a house, what you actually are capable of being able to afford. That kind of person who knows what your real picture is isn't provided today in the marketplace, and it's one of the reasons that so many first-time buyers feel so alone going through the process. But it's a rediscovery process. It's not entirely new, and I think that makes it one of the most powerful elements that people join Stepladder, and they feel empowered by it, and they come out the other side, and they're like, oh, of course I recognize this. Sorry, but how does Stepladder work? I'm sorry.
Listening to this, wondering how on earth do they get people to buy their first home faster? So the best way to explain this is with a simple example. Say you need £10,000 for your property deposit, and you decide you can save £500 a month. That would take you 20 months saving on your own. What we do at Stepladder is match you to 19 other people in the same situation. So there's a group of 20 of you saving together. You stick together for the whole journey. In month one, you will put your £500 in, and between you, you've got £10,000. We then randomly allocate that money to one member of the group to use as a deposit. And then each month for the remaining 19 months, somebody else gets awarded their property deposit. And in that way, 19 out of 20 of the members get their deposit faster than if they'd saved on their own.
It makes perfect sense. I think people listening out here who haven't heard of the concept might think, well, when I've got the money, I'm just going to stop paying in. But I'm assuming that's not possible.
That's not possible. So the way we've structured it, we have lots of things in place to stop people doing that. So for example, if you get awarded the money, you can actually only use it to buy a property. You can't just get the £10,000 in your account, swan off to Barbados and think, I'm not paying any of this back. It actually only gets released to purchase a property. So in that way, we end up with members who are serious about buying a home. And obviously you don't just buy a home to get the £10,000 up, because buying a home costs way more than that, both financially and emotionally. So we've got lots of things in place. Normally people have lots of questions after we explain the basic concept. So I'd encourage anyone to go to our FAQs on the website, because there aren't many questions now that we haven't answered in the 2.5 years that we've been talking to people about this.
Or even book a call with us. I mean, one of the things that we love is being able to talk to members who are genuinely interested. I mean, one of the things that we've really built into the engagement on the platform is that we're really accessible, because we understand that for some people, this is unfamiliar.
The two of you, for a second, we said at the start that you are two of three co-founders. I think it's fair to say that everyone listening out there knows that you guys have different accents. So where did you guys meet?
That's a great question. So a guy who I worked with in my previous life as a fund manager helped me get Stepladder started, and he introduced me to Lucy when it was time to go from essentially building in many ways the IP, the core offering itself, getting the regulatory features in place, et cetera, making sure the legal structure worked, all that, which was very much the engine under the bonnet. But now that it was actually time to roll it out and help people understand it, I'm not the right person to do that. And Lucy is such a natural talent at it, both in terms of engaging with people, her experience with coaching, and then also her background in finance makes her able to really distill a lot of the stuff that she hears from me into a way that makes sense to people.
So what were you doing at that time then, Lucy?
So I was running my own business, coaching and consulting, and been doing that for about 5 years at the time. And actually, the friend that introduced us, get ready for this, was the husband of a friend of the wife of one of my best mates from my MBA.
Of course.
So when I did my MBA, people said, oh, this is going to change your life. And I was like, I don't think it is. I think that's a bit of rubbish. And actually, it's amazing the connections you make, but through those more distinct connections. And so when I got the phone call from Pete saying, oh, I've got somebody I want you to meet, yeah, I didn't realise what this would become.
So would you recommend to anybody listening out there to do an MBA?
I think more just take the opportunities that are in front of you, because I actually didn't want to do an MBA. I got offered it by my boss and I thought, well, I don't want to do an MBA. But it's just very much about saying yes to things. And then serendipity, I think, plays a big part in these things. So say yes and see what happens.
I tell you what seems lovely just having a chat with you guys this morning is that your business is all about collaboration, and clearly your partnership and your business is all about that as well. And that seems that that is the reason for success.
I mean, it's really foundational for us. Everything that we communicate to members, we reflect back inside how our own team works, from diversity to collaboration to the importance of teamwork first to the importance of really from the group generating ideas. I think it's crucial that that starts within our team, and then we can reflect that out to our membership and supporting them through their journey, because certain parts of the process of saving for a goal, et cetera, it really requires structure and a commitment. But other parts of it, when you get past that point and you actually have to navigate your personal situation of buying a home, what's the right home for you, how do you go through that decision-making process, is extremely personal and tailored. Mm. And having that ability to offer both and balance both through something as scalable as Stepladder, I think is, honestly, it's lightning in a bottle.
Well, that's a lovely, lovely segue. I don't know if you've read my questions, but talking about balance, we're going to go on to the final five questions. So, Lucy, speaking of which, how do you manage your time?
I make sure I go to the gym, actually. So, three things. I love lists. I've always got a list. I always set an alarm on the phone. That's something I learned from Matt. So the team laugh now because the alarm buzzes when I've got to go somewhere. And I always go to the gym because nothing works if I don't go to the gym.
Matthew, what do you predict will change in your industry in the next 6 months?
Everyone's racing to reconnect the individual with their financial services, make it much more like health and wellness than it has been before, which is transactional. And I think that that is really crossing a tipping point now.
Lucy, we talked about your MBA being a great idea, but how can you describe your biggest professional mistake?
Oh, I've got an excellent one here for you. I won't mention the company by name. Another MBA friend of mine introduced me to a friend, in inverted commas, of his, who was setting up this amazing private equity fund in London, and did I want to be involved? And it hit my kind of sweet spot of things I was interested in at the time, and so I got involved, and it turned out that they were fraudsters, and I worked for them for 9 months, and they never paid me. So that's an easy one for my biggest professional mistake.
Matthew, final question for you. What is your one piece of advice for other entrepreneurs?
Find great co-founders.
Simple. Didn't even need 3 seconds. Let alone 30.
You stole my one piece of advice. That's my piece of advice too.
Oh, right. I mean, it's transformational. I mean, seriously, it's unbelievable the potential that's there when the whole's greater than the sum of the parts.
Final question, Lucy. What is your party trick?
Oh, okay. You said you wanted to ask me this one. If I had a shot glass, I would do it for you now. I put a shot glass on my shoulder, and without using my hands, I can drink the shot.
Well, we're going to have to do a video podcast next time.
Okay. See that.
That's all we've got time for on another episode of 10 Minutes With. Thank you very much, Matthew and Lucy, for your time.
Thanks, Nick.
That was absolutely brilliant. Thanks.